All right, it's another edition of KSU Radio. It's Clancy and Feidelberg. If you tried online dating, chances are you've run into all of the things that Feidelberg does. Lazy text messages, dead-end conversations, random matches that don't turn into dates. That's why we got Feidelberg on eHarmony, because we're about to turn you around, baby.
Yeah, buddy.
We're about to turn you around, boy. Find you some love.
I got that eHarmony hookup now. I am in pursuit of romance now.
I mean, the guy is a romantic. Put it this way. If you're a romantic like Feidelberg, eHarmony is a site for you. So if you fancy yourself a romantic, the only online site you should be trying is eHarmony. It's unlike any other dating website. It takes steps that the other dating sites don't take to make sure you have a more compatible match. They built to help you find lasting, meaningful relationships. It's not just like a shallow hookup site. It's not like Tinder.
That's not for me.
Not some of that. Yeah.
I need that deep personal
connection. Yeah, you do. You need that emotion. That's what eHarmony brings, and it brings the compatible people together. There's plenty of other choices out there, but none are as good as eHarmony. So go to eHarmony.com, use the promo code KFC, and get started today. Stop waiting and start your journey to a satisfying, meaningful relationship. Go to eHarmony.com, promo code KFC, and you're going to get a 3-month subscription right now. Holla! eHarmony.com, promo code KFC.
Maybe you'll find me there.
Oh, boy. Imagine that. Woo-wee!
I can't imagine you'd want to, but...
I can't tell you after every episode how many girls will tweet like, oh, I think I have a crush on Feidelberg. What does that mean?
It
means you crazy, bitch. I don't know. It means you like to get spit on or some shit. I'm not sure. You sound like you are in the Hurt Shop. You look like a piece of shit, so that's always good, because you were chirping me over the weekend about how you're prettier than me. Well, not right now. You look ugly as fuck.
I'll tell you what. When I was walking by a window on the way to the office, I was like, you know what? I'm actually kind of pulling it off today. I don't look as hungover as I feel. And then I got in the office, and
that was a deceiving window.
Everyone was like, you look like a fucking asshole.
Yeah,
like,
but you know
everybody.
What? It's almost a testament to how you normally look, because it's just that you didn't like... put any effort in.
Right.
You don't look that bad. It's just like you don't look as put together.
Yeah, I slept on the couch last night at my own house and woke up and came in.
Yeah, well, I mean, when your commute is from Boston, that's you look like you commuted from Boston. I actually texted Fights in the morning, and I was like, figuring he was going to be commuting back from Boston after a playoff game, and oh, shit, he's probably going to be hungover. Let me tell him he doesn't like rush. I'm going to be there a little bit later. It's just another day for Feidelberg.
Yeah, it was just, you know, it was a fun Sunday.
It's just like week seven. Like, oh yeah, I mean, I had some beers. I watched the game. I'm getting crazy. Like,
I actually went to a bar after. I went to a bar in Patriot Place, a place called Splitsville, and I was like, kind of like thinking like, all right, celebrate mode. And then I got there and I was like,
why? Who cares?
Yeah, I'm just gonna go home.
Yeah, I mean, that's just like the city of Philly is burning to the ground. We're greasing telephone poles. We're like, we got eye patches. We got fucking eagle masks and dog masks. People are talking about fucking each other's wives. Place is burning to the ground because they made it to the Super Bowl. New England was like, all right, cool.
There wasn't even a line at the bar for Patriot Place.
That's crazy.
Like, there was no line. I just walked right in.
I mean, so people just like went home last night.
Yeah.
That's nuts. Made it to the Super Bowl. Okay, see you in a couple weeks.
Yeah, well, that's the one who fucking gives a shit about the AFC Championship. Done 7 in a row now.
Gone to seven
in a row now, yeah.
This is the eighth Super Bowl? Eighth appearance?
Yes, because he's, what, 5-5-2?
Disgusting. Yeah. Yeah, and he's been a starter for 16 years. He's gone 8 times. 50% of the time, Tom Brady goes to the Super Bowl. Coin flip, you'll be in the Super Bowl.
Dude, I love the... What was the stat I tweeted Sunday morning, where it was like, Kurt Warner has the highest completion percentage of anyone in the Hall of Fame. It's 69.3, something like that. Tom Brady has a better chance of being in the AFC Championship than the number one
completion percentage
in NFL history. I mean, it's disgusting. It's honestly, it sucks. I'm being like dead serious.
No, you know what? I'm with you, because as a Yankee hater and a Patriots hater, I always had something to watch. I always had like a vested interest. And it sucked most of the time. But also, like, the Yankees lost a lot. There was a stretch for a long time where the Patriots weren't winning. And so I had something to root against and something to even just watch and be interested in every single postseason. I don't even care about the Patriots anymore. And it's sad because, like, that's kind of like That's a lot of like what Barstool was built on. What my career at Barstool was built on. Like going at more so Dave, but at you and all the Pats fans. And as a Jets fan, like we had our little moments where we had to like grasp onto them and we would talk shit. And the Rex Ryan feat and the fucking week two Super Bowls and all that shit back and forth. And it was like irrational on my part. And you guys would always laugh. And now it's just like, well, I'm not even going to bother. Yesterday, not for one millisecond. Did I think that they were going to lose that game?
No, and that's the point. That's where
I saw Nardini texting you. I saw people tweeting you, and every time you like direct them to the video, you made with the Colts, with the Chiefs in fucking September or whatever it was. It happens every time. I mean, you did it on KBC Radio like 5 years ago. You're still doing it now, and the people, they just won't listen to you, John.
it's crazy.
They just won't listen.
It's crazy. It's not fun though because it is. It's like seeing, you know how the movie ends. You said, like you didn't get worked up. Like I didn't get nervous for a second.
It's crazy.
And that's not fun. It's like an SVU episode where like you know they catch the villain. They catch the guy in the first 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And you're like, look, this is just wasting my time.
Like, you know who it is.
I know that's not.
You know
the
it's
guy.
The neighbor. You know.
Right.
It's
like that. The dude you arrested 7 minutes into the show isn't the one who's going to be at the end.
Right.
And it's like that where it's like, yeah, Blake Bortles, you're up. What was it? What were they up? What was their biggest lead? Was it 17?
I think so.
17-10?
Yeah.
20-10. Like, yeah, you're up right now. But, like, we know what happens at the end.
Right. We know where this is going to go. And anybody who thinks otherwise is a fucking fool.
Yeah, there's no reason to. Like, and most people I talked to, like, the feeling in the stadium, I don't think anyone was really ever. It was kind of like there was a lull, but no one, at least not in my section, it didn't feel like. It wasn't, like, nerve-wracking. It wasn't, like.
Disgusting.
It wasn't, like, oh.
When you're down by 10 in the fourth quarter. And the other team has the ball with, like, under, I don't know, like 10 minutes to go. You should at least be like, oh, shit. I might still win, but we're going to cut it close here. Instead, everyone was like, yeah, no, we got this.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
And they did it with time to spare.
Plenty of time to spare.
They sealed it, and then I think they went 3 and out or something, and I was like, oh, well, they're going to seal it again. Like Bortles got the ball back. I didn't see that coming. He's definitely not going to do it a second time, though. Like, so this is stupid. It's not the same anymore. It sucks. They have won too much.
You said I thought SVP was great in his one big moment last night where SVP was like, he's like, Brady has done the impossible and he's made us forget that this is easy. I mean, that this is hard. Like what you're doing.
Winning Super Bowls looks like cake.
What you're doing is very, very difficult.
It's arguably the most difficult thing in sports. Like the least like repeatable of championships and shit. He does all the fucking time. All of the time.
I mean, you were saying before the show that you kind of don't hate him anymore.
Yeah, that this was a sad, like, I hate him. I want him dead. I want him gone. But, you know, usually there was like a, fucking Brady always gets the calls, or like, of course he gets that bounce, and he needs something to break his way. It always happens. He's not that good. This shit that I always say about like a guy like Derek Jeter. It's at the point where with Brady, it's just like, oh, no, he's awesome. He's absolutely awesome. Like,
what was his fourth quarter yesterday?
It was 9-14, a 138, 2 touchdowns.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like Bortles like kills for that for the game. You know, I mean, there's just no juice to it anymore. There's no like cheating. There's no. It's just like, yeah. I mean, the refs were not fair. I thought that was a bad call, but it doesn't matter. If that went the other way, the Patriots still would have won. that's where I'm at. It's like, yeah, no, it was a little weird that the Patriots got 100 yards off of penalties and they only, you know, were called for 10. And I do think that was a fumble. Doesn't matter. you could have flipped both of those calls, both of those. You could have given 100 to the Jags. Wouldn't matter.
I love how it's a recent narrative that started late in the season. But I love that people who acknowledge and accept the fact that Deflategate was insane. And now it's like now the league is ordering the team like that same group like the people that were punished have not changed at all. Roger Goodell just decided that you know what, I'm going to tell the officials that these guys are the good guys now and make sure they win. What are you talking about?
Yeah, no, that's
and people do shit too where like they take a still shot and they're like, look, the ref, he's like laughing.
Yeah, yeah,
and it's like if you watch the full video, but people just get their conspiracy theory thing and just retweet that. If you watch the video, he's the ref coming to he came in to break up like
yeah.
shoving, and he's laughing, going, calm down, calm down.
Right. But see, this is the thing. I used to be that guy. And you know what? It's fun to be that guy.
Yeah.
It's fun to be like, look, he was down. And it's like, if you look at the other camera angle, he wasn't. But this one, looks like he was down. I'm going to retweet that shit, and we're going to argue online, right. And this is going to be dumb, stupid, fun. And now it's just like, nothing, no. No, it's brutal. It stinks.
There was the other one, too.
Just sucks.
It was Cleet Blackman, or whatever his ref's name is, goes up, and he's like the first person to shake Brady's hand or congratulate him. And people were like, look at this. Like, well, the second person to shake his hand was Calais Campbell.
I was going to say, and like he was standing next to who was close to him. Who was, right. You know what I mean? It's more fun to be that guy. I gotta get back to my roots. I gotta get doing those things.
It's
again.
Hard that you can't fake it.
The referee shook his hand. Yeah, you can't. That's what I mean. I've never faked it. I can't muster up the same hate I used to because they've just fucking done that to me. Also, my life is absolutely terrible at the moment. I'm gonna tell you a story that is truly rock bottom for your boy KFC. It's brought to you by Dollar Shave Club. I actually shaved this morning because I looked so horrific. Before I left for work, I was like, all right, I gotta clean up. I looked like it was like in Wedding Crashers when Owen Wilson's reading the Don't Jump books, Don't Kill Yourself books, and he just like looks like a mess. That was me. So I broke out the Dollar Shave Club razors, the executive razor. I cleaned up the neck a little bit. I got the lotion that I put on afterwards, the aftershave lotion they sell. I threw some Bogey's hair clay in my hair. I got everything. Everything that you need to look like you're not a piece of shit. Thank you.
I could use all of it today.
You didn't use any of it. I used all of it. I needed all of the product today to put a mask on my entire appearance. That's what Dollar Shave Club does, though. They'll deliver it right to your door, and they can make even the biggest pieces of shit look high quality. So go to dollarshaveclub.com. They are giving away their Shit Shower Shave Starter Set to new members for just $5. You get the executive razor and 3 trial-sized versions of the most popular products. What are they? They are the shave butter, the body wash, and the One Wipe Charlie's butt wipes. Along with that executive razor, you're going to get some high-quality stuff for just $5. The 3 S's, the most important thing to a guy to start the day fresh. So go to dollarshaveclub.com/KFC. Get that gift for just $5. It's dollarshaveclub.com/KFC. All right, so I'm at the point where I'm at rock bottom in my life, and most of you know that at this point. If you're still listening to the show, you get it. I feel like you've, whatever. You made peace with what I did or whatever. So this weekend, I'm at home. People have been asking me, like, I'm still living at home, still married. I have one son. He has a 103 degree fever. He is sick as fuck. Double ear infections. Can't drink. He's puking. Up all night long.
Double ear infection. Oh boy.
Dehydrated. We're still not out of the woods. I just sit in a chair with him all night. He stays up till 6. I just sit there with him in my arms till 6. Shay is also sick, but she's like powering through it. She's obsessed with just like everything that makes a mess. She's like grabs a bottle of lotion and just shoots it everywhere. Grabs a bottle of shampoo and just pours it on the floor. She has to take milk and pour it into a bottle, into a cup. She spills it everywhere. And then she flips out if she gets wet. She goes like, because her pants are wet. So she's obsessed with playing with that stuff. Doesn't like to get messy. I have a 5-month-old, 6-month-old who is probably needs to go to the hospital soon. I have a wife who for some reason hasn't divorced me yet. I go to therapy multiple times a week. And I wake up on Saturday morning and everything in my life smells like a skunk. Everything. My clothes, my house, my car, absolutely everything smells like a fucking skunk. And I'm like, there's got to be a dead skunk like somewhere in my house. There's a skunk in the basement, and I don't know what to do. And so we're just living in like Skunkville. I mean, the place just smells absolutely horrendous. I was laying in bed, like, big blowout fight, the kids crying, this, that, and I just laid there staring at the ceiling being like, I smell like a fucking skunk. It was a genuine rock-bottom moment. Then yesterday, I'm walking Keegan. The only thing I can get him to stop crying is just walking him outside. And I walk for, like, an hour straight. I get back to my house, coming down the street, turn into the driveway, and I look down, and I see the fucking skunk. I found the goddamn skunk. And he is sick as shit. It's daytime. He's not supposed to be out. I don't know if it was rabies or what, but we fucking lock eyes. And I was like, you stay right there. Right there. You don't even. I promise you, if me and Keegan got skunked, we're both dead. I'm finding a river and I'm jumping in it. Like, there's no way I could have survived a skunking. And so I call this guy. I call the town. They're like, oh, you got to call this guy to come take care of it. He calls up. He's like, oh, I'm a private service. It's going to cost you $250. It's like, he could have told me it was going to cost $25,000. I was like, get this fucking skunk out of my life. So he rolls up, pulls up in a truck. He's like, oh, yeah, I'll take care of that. Pow, just shoots the thing, fucking grabs a trash bag.
Wait, you shot it with what?
I don't know. It was like not like quite, it's not like a, it wasn't like a fucking like Glock, but it wasn't like a dart gun either. I don't know what it was. It was just pow. Grabs a garbage bag, just throws that shit in there, throws it in his back seat of his truck. Like, not a flatbed, not a trunk, just, boom, throws it in the back, and he's sitting in the driver's seat. He's like, come on over, like, well, I'll write up your receipt, I'll pay for it. So I'm, like, leaning in the shotgun, like, the passenger window, just smelling this dead skunk. It's, like, a foot away from me. And I'm sitting there, like, and he's like, yeah, you know, sometimes these things, you gotta watch out with the kids. He's writing, nope, you know, not even phased. He's probably got dead skunks all over his house, taxidermist or some shit. I'm like, okay, here you go, here's the cash. He's like, you want to change? Keep it. Yeah. I mean, there was insult to injury does not even begin to describe throwing a rabid dead skunk on me. Dude. The football games were about to start, and I was like, got to get rid of this fucking rabies skunk 1 foot away from my house. It was, if there's any sort of karma. Like, if there's anything to make you believe in karma, it would be this. Jesus Christ.
It was just walk around farting for, like, a day?
It was, like, yeah. So, it was around for probably since, like, Friday morning, through all day Friday, through all day Saturday, and then I found him Sunday, like, late, like, 3 o'clock when the game was about to start, just spinning in circles. He was just, like drunk, just walking in circles. I was
what?
Like, get this dead fucking skunk out of here! God damn it!
Dude, they were,
I was
like,
this guy's name was Steve. I was like, Steve, what kind of gun is that?
What's that do to the human?
How much damage are we talking, huh?
the you know how, like, they say, like, with stress and stuff like that, like, or, like sicknesses, like, they have, like, physical manifestations, mm-hmm. and, like, that's when it's really bad? Like, that was a physical manifestation of your life.
That skunk was like, he was walking down the block. He had some skunk scents go off. My house was like radiating a weird color. He was like, oh, that's the house I'm gonna fuck with. Yep. That one looks like a skunk's paradise. That's it for me. It was, I'm sure, so for everybody out there who's you know, all the people still responding to every single tweet I put out and everything I put on the internet, those people, I'm sure, love this story. And the rest of you guys, this is good old-fashioned KFC mush. My entire life is ruined. Let's get into some voicemails. They're brought to you by SeatGeek. You want to go to the Super Bowl? John, do you even want to go to the Super Bowl? It's like, maybe.
I guess
I'll go. I guess I'll buy tickets. You can get $10 off if you go to SeatGeek. So that'll be like, I don't know, the tickets will be like $3,990. But hey, every little bit counts. You want to get in the building. We got regular tickets as well to all major sporting events, all live entertainment events. I'm talking concerts, comedy clubs. We got anything and everything where there's live entertainment. SeatGeek has all of the tickets available on the secondary market. Puts it in an easy-to-read chart where you can see exactly what the buyers are charging, so you know whether you're getting a good deal, whether you're getting a bad deal. And every ticket you buy is completely guaranteed. No fraudulent tickets. SeatGeek's been doing this for a while. Shout out to SeatGeek. They keep the fucking bills. They keep the lights on.
Yeah.
They keep the register
ringing. They get you hooked up with some good seats.
Yeah, well, you know what's actually...
My Chiefs rant video.
You know what's unbelievable? They've put Dave, like, all over the world. They do it for you. I went to a Mets game once with Frank the Tank. We sat, like, front row. That was it. Like and not knocking SeatGeek, like, there's just nothing to send me to. Like, SeatGeek's not going to, like, call me up and be like, yo, dude, you want to go to this, like, November game against the Chargers? Like, nobody fucking cares. Meanwhile, you guys are like, yeah, front row this and VIP that. It's like, hey, check out the Islanders and Barclays Center. It's not your fault, SeatGeek. It's my fault. Go to SeatGeek, download the free app, go to settings, add a promo code KFC, and get $10 off your first purchase. That's SeatGeek, promo code KFC, $10 off. The voicemails, the tweet we put out every day, every week, from @KFC Radio, where we list out the voicemails, and we say which ones you want to hear. I think six was mentioned in absolutely every response tweet.
Four, they all four was mentioned a lot.
I saw 4, 6, 8, but I saw all of them almost exclusively said six.
Yep.
Let's play it then.
What's up, KFC, Fight, Super Producer BC, longtime Cream Team member calling for the first time.
Hey.
Back when I was in college, my girlfriend came down to visit me at my parents' house during the summer, and my mom walked in on us doing a reverse cowgirl. My mom got a full frontal view of everything and looked the girlfriend slash now wife in the face. We debated this tonight at a table between me and some of my friends. The question is, what is worse? Your mom walking on you reverse in the reverse cowgirl situation I had mentioned previously, or 69? I'm going to hang up and want to hear what you guys think.
Well, good thing he didn't stay on the whole time. That would have been that would have been tough. It's quite the phone bill you got going there.
Still here, guys.
Still here.
Reverse cowgirl. So this is basically what is the worst position to get caught by your mother?
Can I say something? This is weird. I hate reverse cowgirl.
You know what's funny?
Because I have ugly feet, and I get, self-conscious about it. I'm like, she can see my toes.
Dude. This girl, if things are going right, has probably seen, like, underneath your ball sack, and you're worried about her looking at your toes.
I have ugly feet, man.
She's looking at your tiny, awful pecker. She's seeing all your fucking nooks and crannies. It's 2018. She's probably getting all up in that ass, but you're worried about your fucking feet?
I've never said that out loud before. It's, like, it's a really, real big concern of mine. I have, like, hobbit feet.
They're not great.
They're not hairier than like that. They're just
they're
like,
stumpy.
They look like a pregnant lady's feet. It makes no sense. It's just
they're bloated. Your feet are bloated.
Yeah, I have super bloated feet, and what if she sees this and like she doesn't think I'm sexy anymore?
Yeah, that's gonna do it. I feel like if I poked your feet with a needle, they would like pop or like a spring a leak, like a balloon. They're like water balloons with toes. That's what your feet are.
They do. They look like when you used to like blow up like when you fill like a glove with water.
They
look exactly like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
With just like weird finger toes and like, a fat like middle.
Yeah, like hamburger helper feet.
the little logo, exactly. That's weird. I don't really care about them seeing my feet. I think it is weird that there's like not that I'm not self-conscious about my feet, it's just that like that's all she's looking at.
Yeah.
Like I've said that before, like when you're doing doggy style, I got a whole scene. Yeah. Every time I'm having sex, almost exclusively, I got a whole scene to look at. There's no scenario in which I'm not looking at something.
No.
Right?
Right.
If you're getting fucked, you're never, like, if you're doing the fucking, you're always looking, really. Girls, like, they're looking at the wall half the time.
Anything.
Like that, or they're looking down at, like, my face, my body. That sucks. If you're about to blow me, you're going in looking at the whole thing. I mean, it's just a disaster.
There's no part of sex for a woman that's fun. I can't imagine.
It's impossible for them to come. We're disgusting. And all of the things that we do that are fun is just fun for us, really. It's like, what's your favorite position? They're like, I don't know, the one that doesn't fucking take that long. Okay, bro. Could you imagine reverse cowgirl? You're just sitting there looking at two hobbit feet in the wall, just fucking like grinding around, like, all right, ride them cowgirl.
Are you almost done, dude? Yeah. This is taking forever. This sucks.
And we're sitting there like, no, because it's reverse cowgirl. This is not going to get, you know.
Right.
That's
right.
Not the one that I'm like, oh, slow down, you know. But the mom walking in on that is tough, not really for you, for the girl, because I would venture to guess most often if you are in the reverse cowgirl situation, you're trying to throw down, you know, like you're probably putting in work.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like you might be holding those ankles and fucking going at it, and it's like, oh, hello, Mrs. Smith, I'm fucking breaking that dick off. But I think 69 is, I mean, it's tough to come back from like my mom's seen my nose in your asshole.
I think that, and also, I don't think there's any way. I don't think there's a scenario of being caught like in a more vulnerable state than having a dick in your mouth. Like I just think, you spit it out. Like, what do you do? You try and like instinctively freeze, and then you're like, wait, nope, I have a dick in my mouth.
Right,
just
right.
I gotta switch
deer in headlights. You got a dick in your mouth.
I always picture like that Andy, not the Andy Reid gif, Bruce Arians gif, or like the surprised hamster. Was like, ah,
yeah.
Only there's also a dick in the mouth.
Yeah, that if you're in a girl in that situation.
And the surprise, like, I'd imagine you choke too.
I would imagine you might bite down. Like, that's a dangerous situation.
Yeah.
It's like, it's your mom. Ow.
At least reverse cowgirl, like, the dick is hidden.
Yeah, yeah. Right? You're actually not seeing much other than, like, her boobs.
Right.
That's, like, kind of best case scenario.
Yeah.
I also think that there would be something rather upsetting about your mom walking in on doggy style. Because it's just as primal as it gets. And, like, titties are flopping and asses are shaking. And you're, like, you know, flexing in the mirror, Patrick Bateman style. It's just not good. You got one finger going counterclockwise on that ass. It's just not, you know. Mom doesn't need to see any of that. So, final verdict is actually that reverse cowgirl. Not that bad.
Not bad at all. I think it's one of the better positions
to get caught in.
What's up, KFC Fights, Super Producer BC. So, my buddy started dating this girl about like 9 months ago, and they've never come around anymore. He always just like stays in our house and just we always give him shit.
That's how it goes. We've talked about this.
So they finally came out the other day, and we were just like kind of hanging out, just having some beers, and the girl starts shitting on my other friend for having a girlfriend and never coming out. And I looked at her and I said, "Well, you know, sometimes when guys get girlfriends, they just don't do anything anymore. Like, and it's usually because of the girlfriend." And she obviously knew I was chirping her, and she started screaming at me in front of everyone, and telling us about how we shouldn't be yelling, like we shouldn't be giving our friends so much shit in the group chat and blah blah blah. And this kid's face just dropped. So basically, my friend's girlfriend reading our group chat, and I want to know what you guys think. Thanks, Vila.
Girl's going through the phone. Not great.
Not a good thing.
Not good. Things can go wrong there. If I was ever in like a social setting and my buddy's girlfriend like screamed at me, like unloaded, I don't know what I would do there. Like to me, that would be an example of like if she was talking shit about how a guy didn't come around and it was kind of like a pot meat kettle situation. And I said to you, and I said that to her, like, hey, you know, sometimes that happens. I feel like the whole room kind of goes like, oh, right, I gotcha. Yeah. And she probably just like gets, you know, she blushes and she says like, fuck you. But if she like unloaded, you gotta, I don't know what you do. You grab your buddy and be like, yo, control your woman.
No.
Or do you just let it rip? Or do you just have to take it?
Yeah, you just take it. You're probably right.
I'm probably talking tough, but I don't know if I would just be like, okay, go ahead, berate me, other girl that I'm not dating.
I think anybody can bury me.
That's true.
It's, yeah, like,
that's true. Anybody can.
You can just yell at me.
Just yell at a masochist like John.
That's fine.
That's why I'm friends with John. I can just say horrible things to him, and he lets me do it. I call him a fat, dumb bitch all the time. Makes me feel better about myself.
the bigger problem there is I don't know what to think about the group chat reading. Like, why? I guess it's one of those things where I'm just always like, why do you look? That's kind of been my take on everything. Like,
well, here's the thing. Yes, that is for certain. Don't go looking for what you don't want to find. Put that on a fucking t-shirt. Put that on a tattoo onto my forehead. But the group chat is like, you know what you're going to find, and it's going to be like just dumb dudes saying immature shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, there is nothing to gain from a girl from reading that.
Like the group chat, it's probably most of them talking about fantasy sports.
Right.
Like, why?
Like dumb, boring shit, like farts and things that you don't even want to know from in the first place. So that means she reads through all of it to get to the goods, like of talking about Tommy's girlfriend or whatever. Again, I keep using Tom as the example. Sorry. Yeah, I actually tried to curtail that. It's not going to happen. It's several episodes now. I just keep saying Tommy. You know, that just, now it's like, well, now we're mad at your boyfriend. Like, now we're mad at our buddy for... Like, actually, you know what it is? Like, guess what? They're the whole new group chat, bro, and you're no longer in it. That's the consequence. Like, hey, man, the group chat's kind of quieted down. Yeah, no, sorry. We've all been busy talking about you and your fucking cunt girlfriend behind their back.
That's true. That's a tough moment to have that.
That's it. You've lost your group chat.
Yeah, you lost privileges. Yeah. You're out. You're no longer...
Until you break up. This is what we said. Like, you get a girl, you become lame, you disappear, not always, but sometimes, and until you decide to come back, you're gone.
That's it.
You're dead. You know what we should start doing? You know, guys do dumb shit like the, you come in last place, like, you fucking wear a dress or whatever.
Right.
Every time, like, your buddy gets a girlfriend, the guy should host a funeral. And it's, like, at a bar, and everyone gets drunk, and it's a fun thing. No, it doesn't be a corny thing. It's just like, oh, hey, Fight's got a girlfriend? All right, man, we'll see you in 9 months. Like,
right, you're dead.
Funeral for 9 months, and we're going to drink
tonight. Have a fun night.
Yeah. And this, like, is it. Like, this is a send-off. It's like a bachelor party, but instead of for marriage, it's just for you getting together, because we know it's basically going
to
be the same thing.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be too crazy, but, like, just everyone. I think it's once everyone acknowledges it, it's just easier.
Yeah.
Like,
but, hey, guys, I'm going to, you know, stand up at the bar. I want to thank all my closest friends for coming. I'm going to go be lame for about, I don't know, 10 to 18 months, depending on if this one's a keeper for a little bit or not. She'll dump me. I'll be back. But in the meantime, drink up. Drink
right?
on me.
And because
that's what you should do, actually. You should have to preemptively prepay all of your rounds at the bar that you're going to miss.
Oh,
so
boy.
Over the next year, we're going to go out 50 times, and I would have bought a few beers, open bar for everybody in that same exact dollar amount.
That's a pretty good idea.
It's terrible. Because up front, you got to pay like thousands of dollars, but whatever.
It's also like, because the guys feel pressure. They feel bad because, like, he's not coming out. The guy himself, he feels pressure where it's like added stress to his life where he's like,
oh, yeah,
trying to convince his girlfriend that he can go out. Everyone just acknowledge it.
Yes.
Say, look, here's what's happening over the next few months. I will not be here. You don't have to think of me. Do not give me shit. I won't worry about you guys giving me shit.
I love this. I love this idea. There's two people in my life. I got one buddy, Greg, who's a family man. He's like, he actually did everything a little bit before me. He was like the first guy in the group to go through it. I was the second. So he knows the fucking deal. He'd be like, hey, can you get together? And before he can finish the sentence, I'm like, no. And he's like, yeah, I can't really either. I don't know what I'm talking about. Like, I'll see you in 6 months, maybe. So he, like, there's no pressure. And then Captain Cons. Every fucking Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, every time there's a social night for like 3 straight years. Like, we were both living in Hoboken for a while. Like, what are you doing, man? You want to come to the bar? And I'd be like, you know I can't do that. And he would be like, I know, but I still feel like I should reach out. And I was like, to be honest, it actually depresses me a little bit, so I wish you wouldn't. But I really, but I also really respect that you're thinking of me, and you know that it's something I would like to be doing, but I can't be doing it. So one or the other, either acknowledge it and leave me the fuck alone, or, you know, it is nice to be like, oh, I'm not completely dead socially. There are some people out there thinking of me.
What's up, boys? Huge fan of the show. I got a little scenario. It's probably not a problem. Y'all think I'm a big fucking jackass for even bringing this up. So I'm talking to this girl. We're not really anything. She's kind of cool with the whole just hooking up thing. We're both trying to transition to full grown adult world after college. So we're both kind of cool just hooking up, not talking too much. Either way, the girl nonstop requests videos of me jerking off. I mean, we fucked multiple times, you know, after the bar. Or I just go over there every now and then. But, like, out of nowhere, out of the blue, this girl asks for videos of me jerking off all the fucking time. Not just, like, a dick pic or anything.
Yo.
She specifically asked for videos of me jerking off.
Lucky.
Now, I've sent them multiple times, yes, to her. But I kind of get fucking weird by this time. And I just want to get y'all's opinion on if I'm the fucking weirdo or I'm dealing with a psycho sexaholic that I can't even handle. I mean, I'm experienced in the bed, but I'm not that experienced.
I mean, the accent took this from a 9 to a 13.
Yeah, that's...
Is y'all doing the jerk-off videos? Because I's not very comfortable doing them.
Dude, this is quite a predicament, because I'll be honest with you. I don't think I'm sending you jerk-off videos.
Dude, stop being such a pussy!
I think... Look.
Why? Because your feet are in them?
It's fucking tough, man. It's
why?
Here's
my question. Why is there a double standard?
I don't know.
I missed out on this world. I don't know much of the, like, sexting world. Like, why is it like you send me all, and I'm sounding like a chick here, but it's like, you send me your pussy, but I ain't not sending you my dick.
Well, no, like, I'll send you a picture of my dick.
Just not jerking it off.
Not jerking it off.
Well, that's because you're fucking prude.
It's dude, it's
what
there's
a
just,
prude Feidelberg is.
There's something weird. Like, just think about setting up a camera to fuck yourself.
Well, I mean, you're not gonna fucking put up a tripod. Like, we're not. We don't have the TriCasters out here doing the electric chair. You just fucking hold your phone in front of your dick. Why do you not? Are you? Is it just because it's socially awkward, or are you like, if you were to film it, you'd be like, this looks bad.
Definitely.
Well, they all look bad.
They definitely.
I mean, all
the dicks
look bad.
Nah, man. Like sometimes I'll send
you
a
frame
dick
it, right?
And I'll be like, yeah, man, that's a good one.
Yeah, popping off.
I'll save that one to the keepsake. Yeah.
Like, not even for her. This one's for me.
Yeah, get off the pics of my own dick.
I better than porn. What is it? My dick.
I have like one general album in my keepsake of like just
doing dick pics.
I definitely have some dick pics, but like it'll be like I'll be like scrolling through, it'll be like pictures of a chick, and then like my dick will pop up. And I'm like,
yeah.
I'll pause longer on that one. Like, oh yeah, that was up, baby.
This is the summer 2016.
That's a dick day right there, Johnny. You having a hell of a dick day. It's nice to have memories of fun days, you know.
On those days, those cold, like dreary mornings, you open up the boxers. You're like, oh, I'm gonna. It's like when you look at yourself in your like Facebook pictures when you were tan in the summer. It's like,
right,
I'm gonna pop
right,
that dick
right,
pic up.
Right.
In
exactly
better days.
I just think it'd be weird to film myself jerking off. I don't think.
Listen,
and also,
of course, it's weird.
Also, the leak implications of that.
Yeah.
Right, that's much worse. Like, you want to put out a picture of my dick, what the fuck ever. Like,
yeah.
I'm not even speaking as, like, a Barstool employee. Like, even if I was just a regular guy, like, you want to show, like, your friends pictures of my dick, like, I control...
A motion picture
in
of
a still
it.
Shot,
yes.
I control the narrative.
Yeah.
I'm in complete control of everything. In a video, like, I might have a titty, like, jiggling. I might have, like, a little fat here. Like,
but again,
it's easy
again,
to capture a looking
not,
good in a moment.
You're vain about it. You're not being like, oh, it's embarrassing, shameful, that it's like I might look bad.
Yeah. Definitely.
Like, again, the shame, who cares? I was doing some kinky shit, whatever. But do I look good while I was doing
exactly,
it?
Exactly, yeah. Like I was just saying, like, you, when it's a still shot, when it's a frozen moment,
you know that you set it all up perfectly.
Right,
yeah.
There's that's taken care of.
The framing, the sizing, the whole nine.
With
the
video, that's...
It goes out the
it's
window.
Really, you're not totally in your
but,
control anymore.
I will just say this. I feel like dick pics get such a bad connotation because usually it's dudes, like, being fucking creeps, like,
right.
Airdropping it to you on the subway. I feel like if a girl wants to see it, it's actually pretty flattering. If this girl was like, this girl talking to a fucking, I don't know, southern accent over there being like, I need to see you jerking off, I'd be like, well, that kind of feels good.
I'd be like, you can come watch.
That's kind of weird too, huh?
I mean, like, if you want to see it, like, you gotta come. You gotta come
live
get,
action.
You gotta get the milk right from
get
the
that fucking,
cow's udder.
Get that SeatGeek ticket. Come see the live entertainment. That was gross. The utter comment was
gross. Yeah, I know.
That was too far.
It was intentionally gross.
Next voicemail. That was too far.
Oh, you made it weird.
What's up, KFC, Feidelberg, Super Producer BC? Got a little bit of a situation with one of my buddies. You know, we're 21. He just started getting laid for the first time with this surprisingly good-looking girl. He's going crazy for her. It's fucking wild. You know, he's fucking head over heels. There's one problem. Every single time she leaves in the morning, she fucking takes money out of this guy's wallet. And he's okay with it. So, she doesn't ask, you know, it's just like a given now. And they've only hooked up about 5 or 6 times, but he says, you know, that's the price you pay. I say that's fucking prostitution. What are your thoughts? Thanks. Viva.
This reminds me of Jerry's cleaning lady when she grabs the money and walks out.
Yeah.
Thanks. See ya. I mean, what's the old adage? You pay for it one way or the other, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's true as shit. That's true as fuck, by the way. But when you just like fully embrace that and live that mantra, you kind of become a John. Like, you're a permanent John.
Yeah, I mean, like
this, you know, there's a fine line between like, oh yeah, like I pay for her parking when she comes over, or like, oh, she, you know, I give her $20 for lunch, or like, now I just directly take that money and I don't even know what I'm going to spend it on, but I know at some point I'm going to need money and it's going to be yours that is now mine. That is a different situation.
I think it's very, very weird. I love how he's like, he talks about it like he's a fucking experienced vet, and this dude's like, hey man, the fucking
come on,
price,
sometimes you do it, hey,
the price you pay,
sometimes like, you pay for pussy, what do you want me to tell you?
You started having sex 3 weeks ago, what are you talking
about? Yeah,
that's
actually true. That is, yeah, okay, so that actually is a whole new wrinkle, because if you were doing this, well, I don't know what would be worse, because I would be like, I don't know, what are you doing, dude? You've had sex before, why are you like paying for it now?
Right, right,
but
right.
I could also be like, you know what you're doing by now. Like, whatever. You want to start paying girls for sex? Go ahead. But if you're brand new, I'd be like, I think you are getting taken for a ride.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
This
yeah.
is, you think that this is how it goes, and it's not.
Right, right, right. Exactly.
Some girls do this for free. Some girls like it, man.
He's kind of like, that's just the world he was born into. Where it's like, oh, yeah, no, the first girl I ever fucked steals money from me. So
that's how it
I
goes.
Just think all girls do. It's a very small sample size, man. Open up that a little bit.
You think that girl, like, is like, oh, yeah, I'm fucking this new guy. I steal from him every day. He lets me. I need it. Like, I would love. I more often than not, I'll like lay down at night and I have this like, I play out this scenario in my head where there's a bizarro KFC radio in like an alternate dimension where they just do the other side of all voicemails. It's two girls running a show and they've got a girl calls in like, so I'm fucking this guy. He's a virgin. And I just open up his wallet and take all his money out. What do you girls think? And it's like two girls just like us.
That's very funny. That's
that'd be great, right?
That's a cool little.
That's what we need to find. Maybe we should have. Yeah. It's weird. You made it weird again.
Let's have, what? It's like, if you're laying in bed thinking of things,
fantasy.
That's fantasy.
Yeah, I jerk off to it too. It's weird. No, Fran and Rhea should do a KFC radio, and it's just the made up counterparts to all of the people who call in. You know, as always, though, I'm not getting involved. I don't know. Let this guy fucking give her $60 every time he bangs her.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm not getting involved at all.
I mean, also, just stop carrying cash. Done. Problem solved.
That's a great point. Yeah. You know, it's 2018, man.
I rarely have cash
for
me. Yeah.
I had cash this weekend. I was at Foxwoods, and I just kept like taking out my wallet and being like, what the hell is this paper in it?
Did you hear about Dan getting robbed?
Yeah, I saw that video.
Did you hear like how he did it? He stepped on the wall and swept the cash out of the wallet? Like, these are things that don't happen anymore if you don't have cash on you.
Right. It's very easy to not get robbed. Don't have cash.
You know, you can't pay a hooker with cash when you don't have any. Find out how much that girl really likes you when you tell her that you've gone paperless. Imagine she just whips out that like that thing.
The chip reader.
Yeah, you plug into your iPhone, you swipe the card. Like, well, you don't have cash? All right, well, I got to go get lunch, so swipe it.
I think if I was him, though, I'd probably just be like, eh, whatever, too. Like, I'd stop losing cash.
I mean, I guess it depends on the dollar amount. If it's like hundreds of dollars every time. But if it has been that soon, too, like, I don't know, maybe she'll stop soon. Ride it out, like, 6 weeks. And if she's still doing it after that, then, you know, maybe. But seriously, just stop carrying cash.
That's such an easy fix.
Or what if she was like, then she stopped having sex with you? Then you just have to like dump that girl because then you have a hooker.
Then you stop dating the prostitute. that's what happens.
Another simple fix.
Then like that's probably what this is. Like he just doesn't even realize it. Like he's
he's like, oh, I have a girlfriend. She's like, I have a client.
Right, exactly. You stop if she stops having sex with you, then you stop calling the prostitute your girlfriend.
Hey, KFC, Fadelberg, how you guys doing? So,
got like pause for an answer there.
I was about to say good. How are you?
I'm getting married in about 3 weeks, and I had my bachelor party this past weekend, and great time. Got hammered, did a little gambling, a little stripper action, a lot of fun. So, the last night, we got super smashed with me and my boys. At the house we were staying at. And the next day, my best man came up to me and was saying, I don't remember it. I blacked out drunk. Apparently, I was talking a lot about not wanting to get married and regretting this decision. So this past week, I've kind of been thinking about it, and I don't know. Does drunk thought, some people say, that when you're drunk, you speak the truth, others don't. And I don't know. Hard to tell for me. It's just
the fact that I'm having second decisions or second thoughts? Does that?
No, stop it.
What do you guys think?
You know, I have second thoughts on, you know, what I'm going to have for breakfast in the morning. Like, you have second thoughts on absolutely everything. I'm a big believer of drunk thoughts. Drunk mind speaks a sober heart.
Yeah.
Unless it's me. And then in that case, I didn't.
Yeah.
But I kind of, like, as stupid as that sounds, I think I genuinely mean that. I'm a vault, baby. I'm not telling you shit when I'm drunk. I've had girls play that card before, be like, oh, you said this in your sleep, or you did this when you were drunk. And I'm like, I didn't. Like,
I'm smarter than
you,
that.
You procured that information. It's true. You've caught me. But, like, that is, you found that out some other way. I didn't tell you that. I'm a vault. I think everybody else, though, in my experience, anytime I've had someone, like, fighting or gushing or pouring themselves out, I'm like, oh, yeah, this is, you definitely mean this for sure.
Yeah. I agree with that. I actually, I'm just much more honest when I'm drunk. So, yeah. I mean,
to me, again, like, I actually just stop talking when I'm drunk. I'm silent.
That's probably
because I'm sitting there going, don't say it.
Right. Exactly. I think you and I have talked about this, too. When I'm drunk, I definitely don't say anything. And I also don't, I'll text, but I'm like a grammar Nazi when I'm texting in. Because I don't
punctuation
have
punctuation on point.
Yeah, I don't have like the slurred text where people are like, this guy's wasted.
Yeah, when people just smash letters and press send, I'm like, you're that drunk? Like that?
Are you a child?
Yeah.
What are you talking?
Same thing. Like, I'll go home and like,
I think
my phone is plugged in my charger, my wallet's put down, my pants are like folded. I'm like,
I think when people send those texts, they want you to know that they're drunk.
Right. What's up, bro? So, hey,
whereas, I'm not 15 anymore, so right. I don't want that. So.
It's actually a problem because I've told this before. Like, I used to sit with my roommates when I was like living with guys, and it was one of the guys I was talking about earlier in the show, and another dude who like I kind of just paired up with. Like, I hadn't known him before we lived together, so we got to know each other while living together, mm-hmm. and like I would have entire conversations blacked out, and he was not used to that. He'd be like, "Oh, good talking to you last night," and I was like, yeah, man. I didn't even know we hung out. It's like, yeah, we watched an entire Knicks game together. Like, gone. All of it. I got nothing.
Didn't none of that saved.
So I believe that this guy was speaking a sober heart. But the second thing is, like, just because you're feeling you're having doubts or second guessing, it doesn't mean that, like, run for the hills. Mm. If it's like extreme, I mean, it sounds a little bit not good. Like, I made a mistake. What am I doing? Every single guy who gets married will feel that. Whether or not you get drunk and voice it to your best man, that's a different story. You will have a moment. I mean, cold feet is a fucking thing. There's a reason why people pass out at the altar. They still want to get married. But it's still a crazy life change that, like, no matter what, you're going to be like, oh, fuck.
Right, that's the concerning part to me is that he didn't do that before.
Right.
He's like, now I'm thinking about it. Like, oh, wait, this might be not a good idea. Like, you hadn't considered it? Like, you hadn't had at least a moment of fear, even sober?
And your boy's being like, oh, we got to confront him. I don't know about this. Like, yeah, relax.
Right.
Yeah, he said some things. Of course he did. Like, calm down. Now, I'll just say, when things start to get really bad, actually bad, speak up. Because when you don't, it becomes a problem later.
That's good advice.
Next voicemail, Tom. Next voicemail.
What's up, KFC? Fights to Rouge, BC. Tom, I got something that you probably might have answered before, but I want to bring it into the 21st century. So say you got a girl that you've messed around Tinder, you talked to her for a little bit, and things kind of died down, you know? But then things kind of spark up again, they died down again. Just what's the best way to spark up something that you kind of... What's the best way to rekindle something?
Okay.
I just want to know.
Land the plane, buddy. Roundabout way. This actually is a perfect little jump-off point for one of my favorite viral stories in a while. Keith, editor-in-chief, blogged it. This dude on Tinder who swiped left by accident on, like, who he thinks is the girl of his dreams. All he could remember is what, like, the pictures looked like. He remembered her first name and that she went to Missouri State. And homeboy emailed every single Claudia at Missouri State. It's a school of 26,000 people. Claudia's a pretty weird name. I think it was, like, 45, so I don't think it was, like, anything insane. But he sent an email to every single Claudia of Missouri State saying, hey, misconnection, you're the girl of my dreams, you look like this, you said this in your profile, like, come find me on Instagram if you're interested. And the girl saw this email, obviously she's a Claudia, she tweeted it out, all capital letters, like, this fucking guy emailed every Claudia at South Missouri State trying to find me. 30,000 retweets, it's gone viral. He saw it, and his Tinder Twitter bio now says, so what? So what? I emailed a few Claudias. So, like, owning it. The problem is he looks like a weirdo. He looks like a nerd. He's a cross-country guy. Ah. So it's not like he's like, I unfortunately don't think we're going to find, you know, like, a cool love connection here, because the girl is a dime piece.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Super smoke. And I think she's probably like, okay, this is a cute story, but, like, do you have any friends who are not, like, 130 pounds, like, 7 foot tall? But the question is, and this is not rekindling, but this is just straight kindling, too much or romantic story?
This is... like everything in life, if based on attractive level.
Right. So if this guy's hot,
yeah,
if this guy matches, let me pull her up. I'll pull him up and you can decide whether the hotness level matches.
If this dude's a rom-com hot, then
good,
yeah, it's a great story.
That's so true. It's so unfair. It's like if you do like the flowers and like a singing quartet behind you and you're ugly, it's like you're fucking lame.
Yeah,
you do it and otherwise you're hot. It's like you're The Notebook.
Yeah. If you are attractive, you can do things. That's basically what it comes down to.
That's so true.
It's Brady's workplace harassment skit,
mm-hmm.
where it's like
SNL.
You know, Brady can walk around in underwear because he's Tom Brady. And if you're...
So that's her.
Oh, yeah, she's very attractive.
She's 20. And then let me pull up him. It's actually, I don't know if it's in the blog there. Yeah, Hayden. Hayden is his name.
Tough name. Bad start.
Hayden Mole. And, I mean, he looks like he's, you know, like 11.
Nah,
you're out. You're too ugly for that, bro. I'm sorry, bro. I mean, like, it was actually, yeah, like, you were being cool for a second. And I love so I emailed a few Claudias, like, just embrace the ridiculousness. But you're too ugly for it. You're just not hot enough for it.
What was this guy's question to call her?
He like met a girl on Tinder. They talked a little bit. Then it died down. How do you rekindle things? Again, if you're hot, you just be like,
so,
hey, let's talk.
Yeah.
Remember me?
Right.
Well, actually, do you remember another like Tinder story that went viral on Good Morning America like a few months ago? Where the guy like she responded like 6 months later, like, sorry, I just got out of the shower.
And then they
played
a
game like that. If you can come up with something cutesy like that and it works, like, cool, but I think if it's like if it's been a long time, it's like a Hail Mary situation. Like, just be blunt, because you only get one shot at that. If you try to be cute and she doesn't like get it or she misses it, desperate. You know?
I disagree. I think you gotta go cute.
I mean, ideally, I think it would be something cute, but like kind of like, hey, I am rekindling.
Yeah, be like, hey, I would do.
I would text her. I'm rekindling, bitch. I'm rekindling this.
I'd be like, hey, I had a really bad haircut, but luckily that's grown out. So want to meet up now?
Done. That's great. That's perfect.
Thank you.
I was ugly. Now I'm better looking.
Yeah.
I'd be like, hey, I got plastic surgery. Don't worry, I'm not as ugly as I used to be. Want to go on a date? I like that. I got a haircut. I got a haircut. Now I'm ready to see you. Mm-hmm. Perfect. There's your answer. That was the most direct advice we've ever given on KFC Radio. Shout out to Feidelberg. Last voicemail. Make it count, Tommy Lights.
How you doing, boys? I have a would you rather, all right? Would you rather every shower you take for the rest of your life be ice cold?
Ooh.
Or every beverage you drink for the rest of your life is warm?
Ah!
Well, after pick up basketball game, warm Gatorade. Come in from Shovelman driveway. Fucking ice cold shower. Viva.
This is brutal.
Yeah, I think you gotta go shower.
Just because of time? Like the amount of like...
Yeah.
Like you're drinking a lot more than you're in the shower?
Right.
I mean, at first I was thinking nothing. No, I'm not taking the cold shower. I'll take anything else. Like when your bones are cold in the winter
and
you gotta get in a cold shower and you do like the arm in, arm out, you're doing like the hokey pokey, just trying to get like, you just get like your dick and balls a little bit wet, scrubbing, I mean that's a day ruiner. Like you wake up when it's dark in the winter still and you had a cold shower every day of your life, that means every day of your life is the worst day of your life. Which is already kind of how it is, but it's really hammered home with the cold shower. But, excuse me. the idea of like warm fucking soda every time you'd want to like
this beer.
Beer, warm
I
beer.
I drink warm
the,
water.
The Europeans
so.
Do that. The yeah. warm beer. I don't get it. How about like warm milk? Like, oh, I'm going to have some cookies and milk, and the milk is like microwaved. Everything in the summer. It's all hot. Nope.
No, it's easily shower.
But I'm not happy about it.
No, but it's also easy. Yeah. Yeah, like, no, I'm not thrilled that I have to jump into a cold shower every time, forever. But it's an absolute no-brainer overtaking, like, drinking warm beers and shit.
Forever. Yeah, I mean, really, bottom line, here's the answer. Like, it's the middle, it's like 4th of July weekend. You go to a baseball game. You're sitting in the bleachers or wherever you sit, and you get a beer. And it's out of the microwave. And you're sitting in the sun. You're sitting on the beach, and you're drinking a warm-ass beer.
No.
Nah.
No. Ah. You can't do it. You can't do it.
Absolutely disgusting. Sorry. I'll just
deal
with
the cold
shower.
Drink, the only beverages I drink that are cold are alcoholic. Because I just drink water, and I'm fine with warm temperature water.
Such a bitch with the water.
Look at all that water, baby.
Ruining the environment.
I always forget. I keep like 6 water bottles on me at all times because I always forget. Like in this office, you put it down and you're like, oh, wait, I don't remember if that one's mine.
And you definitely don't want to be sharing shit
and you don't
with people
want to be
here.
Sharing shit with
That's
here,
not bro. Like, oh, it's my buddy. Like, right. You know, it's like, no, that might be Nate's. I ain't touching that. All right, so that's it for today. We're wrapping up. Every now and then, KFC Radio podcast episodes will be airing on Sirius XM, Barstool Radio, Power 85. Last, on the launch day, I was able to live tweet our own episode. Which was something cool that I've never done before because I never listened to us,
right.
ever. I will never listen to anything back. But I did it because I think live tweeting your own episode could be fun, but you never know when people are starting the podcast, so you can't ever time it. This was like everybody tune in at 9 o'clock. KFC Radio will be on. So I was able to like give some behind the scenes and like some director's cut type of commentary. Let me tell you, that was fun and fucking funny as shit, pal. Okay? So
that's what K. Marcus said the other day, too. Keith listened to the episode, and he's like, hey, we're pretty funny people.
It was good stuff. Guy does one podcast. He's feeling himself. So you're going to get KFC Radio replays as well as all of the new content we're putting out there. You got Barstool Breakfast in the morning. You got Pat McAfee and the Heartland Guys in the middle of the day. You got Chicks in the Office for an hour. Shout out to Super Producer BC. Now he produces 2 shows on the network. and then wrapping things up with Barstool Radio with me, Liz, and Portnoy. Oh, and then Dan's after me. I always forget that. Crazy that he does a show that late. What a fucking lunatic. Evening Yak with Big Cat Ronan Carabas. So go try it for free since I know you guys are all cheapskates. Go to SiriusXM.com/SXM-try-free. That's a tough one.
That's
my I'm imagining if you Google SiriusXM try free or some shit, it'll pop up. So check it out. We'll see you guys tomorrow for another quickie and a full episode after that. It's KFC Radio. Another week. Let's get it.